The 411. Yes, that's the date today, Information Day. I went to college at San Diego State, majored in English with a minor in journalism. I was taught that the most important obligation in joining the ranks of the esteemed Fourth Estate is objectivity, the facts, and nothing but the facts. In news today, we have a plethora of opinionators who funnel facts through a selective sieve and squeeze out the details that don't align with their agenda. While I chose not to be a journalist, I do enjoy this editorial position. I do not pretend that I report the news. I simply comment on it. The news comes to us here at KZYX at this hour through the efforts of local reporters here in Mendocino and at our sister station KMUD in Humboldt. We all remember the timber wars brought to us via the silver tones of Annie Esposito. Then came the cutting edge of Christine Anistad, both now editors of Mendocino Country, the newspaper left to us by our outrageous and beloved Richard Johnson, may he rest in peace, and our most recently retired newshound, Paul Hansen. At the moment, we are looking to fill that precious seat with one who knows us well, who respects and understands the woven history of this county and its wild, active, and restless inhabitants. Someone with a keen curiosity and sharp vocabulary. Are you out there? It seems as though investigative reporters are an endangered species. The blogosphere has become the popular format of professional and amateur journalists of late, and many on-the-ground journalists are under fire and die trying to tell the story. Almost 150 journalists were killed since 2009, and many kidnapped. Reporters Without Borders do their best to go where the danger is and document, witness, and do their best to keep us informed. It's terribly courageous to tell the truth these days. Just think about Bradley Manning, who, as we speak, sits in solitary confinement, subjected to cruel and unusual punishment, still only accused of leaking vital news information. Or Julian Assange, who brings us WikiLeaks, straight from the horse's mouth, or should I say, ass. Journalists in Mexico killed for reporting on the drug wars. Pakistani reporters are extremely vulnerable right now, 11 killed since April. And many may remember the killing of Spanish journalists at the Palestine Hotel in Iraq. Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl beheaded by Al-Qaeda. CNN's Anderson Cooper beaten in Egypt. Yes, it takes courage. Now, reporting the news from Mendocino doesn't require that much courage, but we do bring you those other voices. Amy Goodman, Free Speech Radio News, NPR, Alternative Radio, TUC, journalists from Mariah Gallardon to Mitch Deserich to Cynthia Elkins bring you as much information from those directly affected by current events as Amy Goodman's producer, Sharif Abdul-Quddus, present in Tahrir Square, brought to us during the Egyptian Revolution. Then there's me, not a reporter, but doing my best to bring the 411 from the elders, the seekers, the solution makers, the grandmothers, the dreamers. Good news, an honest discussion that reminds you of your own responsibilities and roles to change the world and make it a better place. Of late, we have the phenomenon of TMI, shorthand for too much information, like posting how your fart smelled when you woke up this morning. Sometimes I get that feeling when I'm surfing the www. There's just too damn much information, and people, including myself, can get tangled in the web and then have the blood sucked out of us by the spiders of doom, despair, and disaster. Or we spin out on stupid, silly strings, or get hooked on the fangs of Facebook. But here on the radio, it's like a companion, a friend, a very smart, focused friend with a balance of information and entertainment. A friend that gives us the 411 and then sings us the sweetest songs to soothe the savage beast, stories that make us laugh, human voices, flaws and all, familiar voices that we have built a mutual trust with. And when the shift hits the fan, we'll be there as long as the transmitters stay up. Hey, I'm not saying that this radio station is perfect. I'm saying that it provides the 411 that I need, the most succinct, present, local, global, vital information that we can get. I hope the next news director understands and appreciates the timing here as we turn to face 2012 and that they deliver the news and information with a clear, intelligent mind and integrity, bringing us basic facts and current events, and leave the editorializing to me. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can give me feedback at my website, sherryglazer.net.